Opening our service with Are You Washed in the Blood? And our scripture reading this morning was by Lindsay Linville, one of our young ladies in our church. Very appreciative of y'all's participation. We welcome you to Versailles Baptist Church this morning. We are live and live stream recorded worship service for Facebook and YouTube. And I'm Mike Cantrell from Versailles Baptist Church, Versailles, Indiana. And we hope that you've had a wonderful week, and as you join us this morning in our worship, we always want to go to the Lord in prayer, asking His blessing upon this day, this service, and your lives as we continue to serve Him faithfully. Let us pray. Our Father God, we thank You this day for another glorious Sunday that we come together in Your name. Whether we're here in this building or whether we're in our homes or traveling, wherever we may be, Lord, we know Your presence is always near. And Lord, we thank You for the opportunities, Lord, to worship You. And thank You for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that gave His life on Calvary that we might have eternal life. Thank You for forgiveness of sins. And may we always accept Your forgiveness and live out our life truly and righteousness in all above things. We praise You and we thank You in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Our message title this morning is going to be The Presence Joys We Share. And this will be coming from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. I'll read those as I share the points with you this morning. But kind of to give you an introduction of about this message, the present joys that we share, our faith in Jesus Christ not only fills us with living hope, but also with the joy inexpressible and full of glory, as the scripture will tell us here in a few minutes. So as we endure the trials of life, as was read from 1 Peter 1, 6 through 9 a while ago, we notice that as we endure the trials of life, God refines our faith and develops our inner growth. And we need that on a daily basis as we read and as we study the Word of God. We need that inner growth within our lives, that spiritual strength that only He can give as we read and study the Scriptures. So He prepares us for the most glorious experience of our existence. And our great personal encounter with Him now and throughout life will help us to understand God's purpose for our lives. Now, focusing on what Peter is saying here this morning in our text, he knew what it meant to face temptations and faith, as we all do. We face those each day. And he remembered very well, I do believe, the pain of falling into temptation when he denied his Lord on the night of Christ's betrayal. Undoubtedly, Peter continued to face trials throughout his life. And it's very evident as we read the Scriptures, and especially the books that he wrote. And he's writing to the church here. He discovered that in addition to the grief that trials bring, God uses trials to bring benefits into our life. And you probably experience that each day. The trials that bring benefits to your life is to strengthen you, not weaken you. So, he shares with a suffering church various results that develop out of the trials which God allows to come, you know, into our lives. So, let's look at four present joys that Peter shares with us that we can have as well. First of all, let's look at the first present joy which we share, and that is in verse 6, and it's the great rejoicing. The great rejoicing. meditating on the what I would call the coming glorious confirmation of our salvation brings present joy, as verse 6 says, and it teaches us. And then let me read this verse with you, and you follow along with me on your Bible or your Bible apps on your phone or your computer, however you're listening this morning. Verse 6 says, "In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials." Now, Peter understood that as we make our way through life, we will suffer as a result of trials. And Peter did. The Lord told him he would, and he did. And tough times can bring pain and sadness, yet they don't always seem to be good at all. Peter tells us to greatly rejoice in them. Now, sometimes we find that very difficult, but for our best, it is to rejoice, because we know God's always in control, and he helps us in this situation. So he wanted us to look ahead to the necessary physical and spiritual development that trials bring, and to reside in the forever joys within our lives. So we can actually rejoice, according to what Peter's saying, through our difficulties, because we know God has reserved something special for us in the end of our journey due to our suffering for his name. And I would say for his name's sake, because he receives all the glory in our lives. No matter if it's good or bad, we give him the glory. Now, we have this, according to verse 6, we have this great joy, even though now for a little while. Last week, I shared a scripture, and that was 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, and it said, "In our trials for a little while more." Now, Peter says this morning, "even though now for a little while." Now, we experience suffering. Peter experienced suffering. And we can, because this great joy is unconditional, not dependent on one external circumstances. So because of the hope that we have in Christ Jesus that is within us, we can rejoice in spite of and even in the midst of our trials. So, first of all, the present joy we share is great rejoicing. Now let's look at the second present joy that we share, and that's precious faith, and that's found here in verse 7. Now, we might find little purpose in trials, but according to our scripture says, the purpose of trials is to enrich and develop our faith, which is more precious than gold. Verse 7. Follow along with me as I read verse 7 now. "So that the proof of your faith," there it is, "the proof of your faith being more precious than gold." You think about that. Gold's very precious to a lot of people, but our faith is more precious, according to the Lord. It's more precious than gold, which is perishable. Gold is perishable. "Even though tested by fire, may be found to the result in praise and glory and honor of the revelation of Jesus Christ." Now, that's a big statement right there. "For the praise and the glory and the honor of the revelation of Jesus Christ." So, God assures us in the midst of our sorrow, our trials, that's being used for our positive purpose. See, God is not causing suffering or pain. He doesn't allow, even though it happens in our life, he doesn't allow it to be wasted. It's for our good. if you should read Romans 8, verse 28, you know, those who love the Lord, God makes everything good come from that for His glory. So He uses every trial for our glory if we commit ourselves to Him. As I say, Romans 8, 28. Now, the purpose of trials is said to involve faith. It puts our faith in work. It puts it into action. Not a saving faith, because you've been saved, and that's one thing. But what Peter's talking about, it's a sanctifying faith. It's set apart as we are as Christians. So these various trials have two benefits or results for our faith. First of all, these trials demonstrate our faith. It puts it into action. It lets us know what we're made out of. And if we have faith, then our faith will be perfected. So, one reason trials are necessary is to prove the genuineness of our faith. Genuine faith means to test for the purpose of approving. So, if you endure, you are being approved. Also, in James chapter 1, verse 3, it was read a few minutes ago, it is to demonstrate the authenticity of something, of our lives. So, we go through trials so that our faith may be proved genuine. All right, the second trial of what James is saying here, not only does it demonstrate our faith, but it develops our faith. So, trial can also strengthen our faith, like our physical muscles that must be exercised in order to be strengthened. Just recently, when I injured my finger, it was broke, it was crushed, and so forth, and had to go through therapy. And my therapist said, this is to strengthen the muscle that's in your fingers. And it was painful. It was hard to go through that therapy. But it did strengthen me, and now I have ability of this finger once again. So our faith must be tested and exercised to grow strong, just like muscles in our body. If we don't use them, they get weak, they get frail, and then we're immobile. So the stresses of life causes us to exercise and strengthen our Christian faith. You think about that now. So trials test and refine what I would say or purifies our faith, much as gold is refined by fire when its dross is removed. Now, when gold comes out of the ground, it's normally mixed with impurities. And only as it is put through the fire and as it is tested is the value of gold strengthened and it's even maximized. So in life, you think about your life, your present life, your personal life, you will be tested. We're tested every day. Peter was tested with temptations and trials in his life, and he stood strong through them. And the purpose of the test is not just to reveal your faith, but it is to refine it, to develop it, to demonstrate it. So God doesn't test your faith in order to know how much you have. He knows that. He already knows that. So He tests your faith so that you can know and are given an opportunity to strengthen your faith. So stop and think about this and consider the hardest thing that you're going through in your life right now. And then ask yourself this question. Is this situation decreasing my faith or is it increasing my faith? Whatever situation you're going through right now, is it increasing your faith in the Lord or is it decreasing? And it should be increasing your faith because you're trusting in Him and not in your circumstances or yourself as you go through those. A third present joy that we can share is the inexpressible joy mentioned right here in verse 8. Follow along with me as I read this verse. And though you have not seen him, you love him. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Nice words, firm words, encouraging words. So, not only do trials strengthen our faith in the Lord, they deepen our love for the Lord. Our love for the Lord should deepen each day as our faith grows in him as well. So, although those to whom Peter was writing had never seen Jesus physically, unlike Peter did, he had not only seen Jesus daily in his humanity, but he had actually, what I call, seen a sneak preview of his deity. Yet, they loved him and they experienced Jesus standing with them in their trials, even though they couldn't see him at all, or couldn't see him by sight. And through our experience with Jesus, our personal spiritual experience with Jesus, you know, we see his presence. We experience his presence in our lives, and we know it is real. You can sense Jesus' presence in your life, and we know that it is real. And I want you to think for a moment about those in the Bible that the Bible uses as examples that went through trials, hardships, suffering, and it came to mind about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They found this very true in their lives, inside a furnace 7 times hotter than it had ever been heated before. These guys were in a fiery trial indeed. And yet, because of the fourth man, the Son of God was in the fire with them, and they were protected, and they stayed in the fiery furnace until they were commanded to come out. And it was Nebuchadnezzar that said, we only put 3 men in this furnace? And the guard said, yes, we did. He said, well, I see 4. It's the Son of God. And he commanded them to be brought out. And that's Daniel chapter 3, verse 26. Or actually start with verse 25 and read verse 26 that tells about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being in the furnace, unscathed, unharmed. So giving your life to Christ doesn't deprive you of nothing worth keeping. Think about that. And he'll fill you with his joy. Now, when God gives us a new beginning, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if we be in Christ, we're a new creature or creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, new things have come. So, when we have that new beginning, we find a joy that never, ever ends. Now, finally, our fourth present joy we share is the outcome of our faith. And that's in verse 9. The end result of our trials that strengthen our joy, our faith, our hope, our love, is the salvation of our souls. And it's found right here in verse 9. It says, obtaining as an outcome of our faith, or your faith, the salvation of your souls. The soul that was saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have a reason, according to verse 8 here, for the joy inexpressible and full of glory, for what God is doing in us, eternal rather than the temporary. And we know this life is temporary. We're not going to live on this earth forever. Aren't you glad? Not with all the trials and the temptations and the suffering and the hardships we'll go through. This life is temporal. But the work of salvation of the Lord is eternal, and we are to work out our salvation day by day. And no wonder we can have a joy unspeakable and full of glory, even in the midst of temporary trials and pain. So we are assured of victory through Christ Jesus every moment of this day. So we're able to bring praise, we're able to bring honor and glory, according to the scriptures here, verse 9, at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now in conclusion, in the midst of trials, in the midst of our trials, it is easy to forget that God watches over you, His children. And we often want to run from trials. We don't want to meet them face to face. We want to disregard them, not have them in our life. But God wants us to face them so that He might demonstrate and develop our faith, as I shared a few minutes ago, as a couple of reasons that our faith should grow. And using examples of the Bible and the people that God used to demonstrate their faith in Him, it's full of stories of God's children who have gone through what I would call the mill. You've heard that expression before. And some of the ones I think about is Job on the ash heap. I think about Daniel in the lion's den, John on the Isle of Patmos. I think about Paul and the thorn in the flesh, and those many unnamed martyrs in Hebrews chapter 11. And if you have time today, read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 35 through 40, and it tells you of the unnamed martyrs that went through trials, and yet they came out victorious, because we're talking about their eternal destination. They're with the Lord now. So such testing can have a cleansing, transforming, glorifying effect on men, women, and children. So if you're going through any hardship as a child of God, I would say, honestly, don't despair. You are in excellent company, the company of those whose trials perfected their faith, so that it would be found to the praise, the honor, and the glory of the revelation of Jesus Christ in verse 7. So again, I say, don't despair. God sometimes puts us through the mill to do what? To purify and to perfect us for something greater than what we are. We're great because of Him. Let us pray. Father God, we thank You for this message today. We thank You that we know we're not alone. We're in good company with those who experience the trials and the difficulties in life. And they made it. They didn't despair, but they kept their eyes on You. And we thank You, Lord, that You give us strength each day. You give us the courage. You give us everything that we need, Lord, in this life, which is temporary, as we work out our salvation day by day for the things that we're going to experience eternally one of these days. Trials are temporarily. Hardships are temporarily. But, Lord, eternal life is forever. And it only comes through Your Son, Jesus Christ. It's in Him we pray. Amen. We would love to hear from you if you're listening and this morning to our broadcast. And we'd love to talk to you about any decision that God laid upon your heart. Our website is forsalesbaptistchurch.com. www.versalesindiana.org, Versailles, Indiana. Our Facebook page is Versailles Baptist Church, Indiana. And we want to thank you for listening to our live recorded service today here at the Versailles Baptist Church. And we just pray you will have a wonderful week in the Lord. Get into the Word of God, read it, study it, pray, and God will give you strength. He will give you courage over your trials, over any hardships, over temptation, because He loves you, and He will help you, and He will listen. Always, He always will listen to you. Thank you.